This podcast replay is brought to you by BocaJawSurgery.com. From dental implants, wisdom teeth, jaw surgery, and facial cosmetic procedures, trust your care to a board-certified oral and facial surgeon. Call Dr. Ronnie Katz today, 561-499-3331, BocaJawSurgery.com.
SoCal, get better, my brother. He says, watching from the hospital bed. All right, man. Feel good. I followed your progress there on social media. So we're wishing a quick recovery, my brother. I know how it goes. Been at it for 6 weeks myself. Week seven. Now I'm walking. I'm going up and down stairs now. You know what I was doing? By the way, I have a two-story house. For several weeks, do you know how I went up the stairs? With my ass. Like lifting myself up step by step. You know how terrible that is? It's not like I have money, like I'm rich or something. I could have, hey, come and install that little chair. That would be cool. But, you know, it's because, you know, I see SoCal right now. He's dealing, you know, he's in a hospital bed. And so I just want you to know, man, that, you know, there's always a low point in surgery or setbacks or anything. And I know you're doing it for your health too. And so, you know, it's recovery time is never fun, man, whether you're in a bed or anything like that. And it's, you know, just to think about this, nearly 7 weeks ago, I was 30 pounds heavier. I was on one leg. My wife had to push me around. I could barely move, right? Because if not, I had to hop around. From hopping around on one leg, I fucked up my left ankle because it got sore as hell because, again, I'm so out of shape that the pounding on one ankle from hopping around messed up the ankle. I messed up my right knee from carrying around the brace because I'm so out of shape. I got a hip pain and a thigh pain from carrying around the brace on my right leg because I'm so out of shape. I have to then go up the stairs, you know, with my back to the stairs and lifting myself up step by step. So when I get to the top, then I can try to stand up, which again, trying to stand up on only one leg, out of shape, using walls and everything as leverage, and my poor wife trying to help me too. Brother, it is like you don't see the light of day at that moment. And this happens to anybody that has surgery, that has some kind of a setback, and those kind of 7 weeks later, 30 pounds lighter. I started a diet on a bed. Okay. I finally now can walk gingerly, but I'm walking. Hell, I even went to a Cheesecake Factory yesterday in Dadeland. And so, what's it called? So now, you know, I'm starting to see the light of day. So we all have setbacks in life and we all reach a low point of that setback, you know? And so just want you to know, man, you just got to, what did I tell you yesterday, right? SoCal, positive, bro. You got to stay positive, and you got to find, okay, I'm in this position. How the fuck do I attack it? You know what I mean? And what do I do to get better? And okay, what did the doc tell me? Elevate the foot, make sure, let's get the swelling out, stay off of it. Don't do something stupid. We don't need a second surgery. You know, I said, okay, let's, and I tried to make something productive out of being really have no mobility whatsoever. So now I'm walking and my joints are probably saying, yo, man, thank you. We're carrying around 30 less pounds. And so, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. We just got to fight through it all, man. You know what I mean? Because life has a way of kicking us all in the ass. None of us are free of that. You know what I mean? It has a way of just blindsiding every single one of us, you know, because we're all going to have to deal with setbacks, or we're going to take on challenges like what you're doing, SoCal. You're taking on a challenge. You know what I'm saying? And in that challenge, there's, you know, hurdles that you have to overcome. And the main thing is to stay positive throughout the whole thing. No matter the frustrations, no matter, the somewhat embarrassment you feel that you have to get up a flight of steps in your own house, you have to do it by getting down on the floor and going step by step. You know, it's just one of those things, you know? So there you go. The going down was never bad because I could hop down on one foot. It was always, you know, cool, but I dreaded going downstairs because then I would have to go. I knew the way I would have to go upstairs was terrible. Now I'm able to go up the stairs one step by one step. It was actually one step and then bring the bad foot up, you know, and then bring the bad foot up. Now the bad foot already can carry and all that. So